Oscar X, mobile.
And Gerald GR. Have a good day.
Good day, Tom. How about you and Miss Bernice?
Nothing out of the ordinary. We went to Aldi's and Walmart, and I got some gas at Walmart. It was $3.10, which is the same as Willis's down here. And just tended the chickens today, picked up the eggs, and got out of that heat as quick as possible. We got 1 1/4 inches, I think I told you last night, and it still needs a lot more before it really turns it around. But I guess there is some possibilities of it, pop-ups. It's 92, but it's 64% humidity right now here, so that makes it feel like 102.
It feels awful sticky. Truck's saying it's 91, and it doesn't tell me what the humidity is, but it's a lot.
I got 92 and it's 64%, and I put a new module that's more accurate, and I'm getting closer readings by a few degrees that match the National Weather Service within about 1 degree now, so that's pretty good. It's pretty old, but I seen where you could buy this part that sits on top, which has two solar cells now instead of one, and a larger internal fan, which makes the humidity more accurate, I guess, and it also replaces the wind speed indicator, which is an anemometer, and that's where most of your electronic, or all of your electronic circuitry is located. So basically, it makes it like a new one. And really wasn't that much wrong with the other one. It just seemed like it was using batteries about every 6 months, and usually they last a year. It just uses 4 pin light cells. But, well, it only took 4 screws, and you had to be careful with it. But it was a nice addition for $29.95.
Sound like too bad a deal at all. To get more accurate and longer battery life, it'll pay for itself in batteries. It's not expensive as they are anymore.
I order them like 48 at a time from Amazon, the AAAs and the AAAs, and alkaline's alkaline, Patrick, if you stop and think about it, and they're very reasonable on there. Aldi's is very reasonable with theirs, too. But it's just nice to have them delivered to the door when you get to be our age. And they really pack them in a nice cardboard box, which is very small. But they're individually, they're wrapped in a series of 12 inside with that plastic they suck down over them. And I just take a little bitty box knife and separate the plastic, and you're good to go. But they always been good batteries, and I check them to the 1/100th of a volt. You know, being an old electrician, I got a method that I check batteries with. If I'm in doubt, I load check them, and that's the only accurate way. You know that from car batteries. But I got a way of load checking them. And they got those on sale right now for $101, up until Prime Day anyways, and that's the 16th and the 17th, and we pay for the Prime anyway, so might as well utilize it. But I don't need a new weather station right now. I want to get one that's a little fancier readout when I get one. But I think my other readouts will still be compatible, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. I'd like to get me one with a rain gauge and wind speed on it, but I don't have that right now. But the wife just bought me a new one, last year for Christmas, so it'll probably be a little while before I make any changes to it.
AccuRite, which is AccuRite.com. Where you can look at them. You never buy them unless they're on sale, But Amazon sells the very same thing, and their prices are great. And I don't know if you got Prime or not. Bernice is back here making noises. She's making a chicken casserole with green beans and dressing. And that's always good.
That sounds pretty good. Not too heavy, as hot as it is outside, too.
Now, just a while ago, I went out and put a new SD card in the game camera. Got a real nice picture of a mama deer and her baby doe, or baby fawn, this time. And then a nice hawk picture. There's a hawk that stays around here far too much, but I like to get pictures of him. They're pretty hard to get otherwise. And I don't use my big camera anymore. I just use the phone for taking pictures. Bernice says we might have eggs by Thursday, so I'll give you a text and let you know for sure how things work out. I got 5 this afternoon. The other chickens, they're when their cones start turning darker, what color? Orange, Bernice? Red? When they start turning red, that's when they start laying. And we lost one the other day, but I don't know the reason either, because they got fans and I keep the water on them and all. It's, you know, they're well taken care of. But I'll let you know if we got some extras come Thursday.
With N0TR. Well, I would appreciate that, Tom. I always look forward to, if nothing else, get to sit down with you and Miss Bernice for a few minutes and chew the fat.
I enjoy it. I got 5 out of 6 today off the girls on this side. Bernice made a ton of stuff for the 4th of July celebration, but, I don't know. I got to sit down there and keep it in the house. Of course, when you got a crowd, you got to. That always bothers my sinuses, and it hurts me to sit for a long period of time, but I got through it, and there wasn't hardly anything left except some red cake with strawberries in it, and I had that the last 2 nights. I had a piece of that for my evening snack. And Amy had the last of the cherry pie with blueberries. And everything else was gone. They seemed to like it. And I don't know if she got anything for tonight, do you, Mom? Raspberry stuff, what's that? Oh, it's raspberry mousse. Yeah, I guess that's acceptable. sounds pretty good, wasn't it?
Hi, Patrick.
Bernice, I hope Tom's behaving today and not giving you too much trouble.
That'll never happen.
No, I just had to go over and clean up her mess. She knocked over my water. That's 2 demerits. And I keep track of how many times she fouls up, you know, and then punish her for it at the end of the week.
I hope that's an even playing field, because I know who will come out on top on that one.
You know, I ain't no fool. She might cut me off from eating, you know. That'd be biting off your nose to spite your face. So usually I give her amnesty by the end of the week, you know.
I'm sure. As well as she feeds you, she ought to get something.
Yesterday we had fried quail and, what else we have with it, Mom? Macaroni salad, baked beans. Oh, she made 2 loaves of homemade bread. Oh, I love homemade bread. God, just the smell of it. But we seen some of those down there when we went to that thing for the Rand kid down at the Aerodrome at Triple Tree in Woodruff. And I said, I haven't had quail for 30, 40 years. So we bought them, but they weren't like Kansas quail. They were more like sparrows.
find you some good quail again, try it again. You never know. There's all kinds of stuff around anymore.
At it. And, I mean, they had some of the weirdest things. I don't even know what they were. They had denudered elk meat, and it was big packages of it. And it wasn't cheap. I have no idea what the nomenclature is. And then they had fresh fish. Man, well, I was telling you about that. They had everything down there. But the little filet mignons we got and the meal were all right. But I wouldn't fight you for them. I just seemed to have a good piece of fried chicken. But I used to hunt quail with my buddies up in Kansas. And, oh, I don't know. Whenever you hunt them yourself, it's like you guys at deer hunt. It's just better, you know?
It's much better when you're the one that brings it into the house or into the cooler, into the meat house.
Fact, Patrick. Well, I better let you go. I'm sitting here watching one of these newer shows in the heat of the night, but I'm going to have to switch over to the news. I forgot about it while I was sitting here visiting. And I guess that hurricane really plastered him down there and on the Gulf Coast. I watched that. I woke up at 4:30 and turned it on about the time it hit the coast. And it was clear up to Houston earlier this morning. And I guess the storm surge and everything was really bad. Anyways, you take care and have a good day. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.